This is the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB.
Hello, everybody. This is Riz, and I'm here to demonstrate TalkBack on Android. When I was on the show last time, there was quite a bit of a discussion on how accessible Android is. Well, this recording is to help demystify a few things about Android. So, let's get started. First off, TalkBack is, of course, Android's default screen reader, but it's not the only screen reader that we have on Android. There's Shine Plus, and there's also Voice Assistant. I think it's called Voice Assistant. Samsung has one, and unfortunately, at this point, I've forgotten what it's called. But I do believe, if I remember rightly, it's called Voice Assistant. The one we're primarily featuring here today is going to be TalkBack, because I'm using a Google Pixel, and I'm running the latest versions of Android and TalkBack. I think it's important to note that because Android is a very... some people say fractured, but I wouldn't say that's the right word. There are a lot of different manufacturers that make different handsets for Android. So you're not always going to have the same experience I have had or I'm having. That's not to say your experience is going to be any worse, necessarily. In most cases, the procedure to start TalkBack when you first load up your phone should work fine. So, I will explain how it's done. All you do is once you receive your new phone, you hold the power button down for a couple of seconds to turn it on, like normal. Then I'd say you give it about 30 seconds. Then you take your phone, like thus, and you place two fingers slightly apart on the screen. You hold your fingers down, and what will happen is you'll be told to enable accessibility, please keep two fingers on the screen. When you do this, you'll go into a tutorial mode where you'll be taught the basics of TalkBack. Now, I'm actually going to go into this tutorial mode here just to give you a basic idea of what to expect. The tutorial mode I would highly recommend to anybody who's new to Android, because it is actually very handy and it's a useful introduction to how TalkBack works. So I'm going to unlock my phone.
Device unlocked. Pixel launcher.
I've turned the speed down so that everybody can understand it, or as many people as possible can understand it. So I apologize to those people who like fast speed, but I thought that if it was slightly slower, then more people would have a chance of understanding it. So I hope you'll forgive me for that.
TalkBack. Alert globe. DIMS text-to-speech settings. TalkBack settings.
Okay, I'm not telling you what I'm doing here because it's not relevant. I will tell you soon.
Custom labels in lit gestures. TalkBack tutorial. TalkBack tutorial. Showing items 1 to 3 of 5. Lesson 1. Basic navigation, swiping, exploring, activating in list 5 items.
So let's start lesson 1, shall we?
Learn lesson 1, button. Lesson 1, basic navigation. Part 1, explore by touch. When enabled, explore by touch lets you hear what's under your finger. Move your finger over the items in the center of your screen. After you have explored 5 items, the lesson will continue.
Okay, let's give this a try. So I'll put my finger on the screen.
Item 7. Item 6. Item 7. Item 3. Item 2. Item 1. The exercise is completed and will continue in a moment. Lesson 1, basic navigation. Part 2, double tap to activate. To activate the last item that you heard, double tap anywhere. Find item 4 and activate it now. After that, activate next to continue. Item 8. Item 4. Item 4 activated. Find and activate next button to continue. Item 12. Next button. Lesson 1, basic navigation. Part 3, navigating lessons. TalkBack lessons are arranged similarly. The top area has the lesson, which you can explore and read at any time. It also has a tutorial home button in the top left corner. The middle has a practice area. The bottom has a progress indicator and lesson navigation buttons. Activate next now to continue. Practice area. Next button. Lesson 1, basic navigation. Part 4, swipe to explore. You can also explore by swiping the screen with your finger. Swiping left generally explores up and to the left, while swiping right explores down and to the right. Try it now. Item 6, item 7, item 8, item 9, item 8, item 6, item 5, Next button.
Okay, so I think that demonstrates the lesson, the tutorial enough. I'm not going to go through the whole tutorial. I don't think that'd be very good listening, to be honest. So, essentially, with TalkBack, there are two ways of navigating. You can do the swiping.
TalkBack settings. Home screen, search bar, 12 degrees, and a redder.
Or you can put your finger on the screen.
Just Eat, Amazon, Red Dice World, Keep.
Everything you go over, it'll tell you what's available. Now, swiping, as much as I remember, in iOS was a little bit more, well, it's something that was much more used there. On Android, even though swiping does work, a lot of people tend to use Explore by Touch more.
Amazon
because
shopping.
Sometimes some apps will have controls or options that don't come up if you swipe, so you have to learn to navigate to them. Now, it takes a little bit of practice, but once you get used to it, it's actually quite fast. You can get to things very, very quickly, especially once you've got used to where the layout of the app is and how to get to various different locations or how to launch certain parts of the app or something like that. The other thing about Android to know is, let's go into one of my apps here.
Keep.
Let's go into Keep.
Keep.
Which is for notes and lists. Now, in most cases, you'll find two main features that are similar in all the apps.
More options button, out of list.
In the top right-hand corner, you'll often find a more options button. And in the top right-hand corner button...
Nav menu. Navigation drawer.
That's in the top left-hand corner of the screen, and a lot of apps now do use that feature. The key with apps is to explore. Look around, see what you find, and see what works for you. Now, the other thing about Android is you get different types of launchers. A launcher is what you would call your home screen. And Samsung has their TouchWiz, which is quite famous. Some people like it, some people don't. We have on this Google here, I've got the Pixel launcher by default. And what the launcher does, different launchers work in different ways. So if you don't like what one launcher does, then you could just simply download another one and try that one instead. I like the Google Pixel launcher, so I've just stuck with this one. What you got at the bottom of this one is you've got your home button,
Pixel launcher,
which is right at the bottom. Then on the left,
back button,
is your back button. On the right,
CarPlay Store overview button,
is your overview. Now your overview button is for all the apps that you've opened, and you can close them down from there as well. Your back button takes you back, and your home button, of course, takes you to the home screen. Now you'll find those three buttons at the bottom always present. They're always there. And on some phones, they don't always read out, but on this one, they do. So it's just something to be mindful of. They don't always read out, but they do work. And what the phone will do is if they don't read out, their phone will actually vibrate to tell you you're touching one of those buttons. So you could just double tap it or single tap it if you've selected that mode, which I'll go into later. And then you could go home as well.
Home. That's
which
it.
Is always in the center. Home always tends to be in the center. In fact, I've never seen a layout where that's not been the case. Back sometimes is on the left and sometimes it's on the right. That's again down to the manufacturer and how they've laid out their various launcher. So that's your main buttons at the bottom. At the top,
data saver is on. Aeroplane mode. Battery 94%. 6:26 p.m.
That is my status bar. And you always got your options in right in the top right-hand corner. Yeah, right-hand corner.
Battery 94, 6:26 p.m.
is the time. There are two ways to bring down your notifications area, which is your status bar at the top. You can either...
Notification shade.
Pull down with two fingers. So that's place two fingers at the top of the screen and pull them down. And then you get your notification shade.
No notifications.
And I don't have any at the moment, so... There's also more options you can do from the notification.
Aeroplane mode switch. Quick
by
settings.
Repeating the procedure. So you pull down the notifications by dragging your fingers down the screen twice, and that'll get your quick shortcuts where you get...
Off, no phone, open Wi-Fi settings button, off Wi-Fi, switch, 67%, off, open Bluetooth, off, battery save, off, night light, switch.
So there's all these handy features.
Pixel launcher.
That are easily accessible. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit about talkback gestures, because I think it's important. Talkback gestures are, for the most part, single finger gestures. So most of what you do with talkback is to use one finger. Now, there are situations where you would use two, scrolling, for instance. If you're in a list, you want to go to the next section, you have to scroll up with two fingers, or scroll down if you want to go back up. Other than that, talkback uses one finger for all of its gestures. Now, the gestures are something that some people might find a little tricky at first, especially the what people often call the angle gestures. But once you've gotten used to them, they're actually not that difficult at all. It's just a case of getting used to them. So, for instance, the two gestures that people might want to know about are, well, how do you get some of the talkback options open? Well, to do the global context-sensitive menu, you put your finger on the screen, you go down, and then you go to the right. So you move your finger down and to the right.
Talkback. Alert global context menu.
And there you go.
Items 1 to 8 of 8. Dim screen. In list.
And we've got some talkback options here. And I'm just moving my finger along just to show you that it reads what you touch. Now, I'm going to dismiss this.
Text to speed. Pixel launcher.
Now, again, I could have dismissed that by pressing the back button at the bottom left-hand part of the screen, but I didn't. I actually used a talkback gesture, which is down. You put your finger down on the screen. You go down, and then you go to the left. So down and then left. That's the talkback back gesture. I'm not going to obviously go through all these gestures. I'm just giving an idea of what to expect. But I will. It just gives you some idea of what you can expect with the various gestures. Now, the other gestures you might come across is left, right. Now, on this instance, it's not going to do anything because that's a scrolling gesture. Or right, left. So what you do is you put your finger on the screen, you move right, you move your finger right, keeping your finger on the screen, you move back left again. And you do it the other way around to go the other way. Now that's a scrolling gesture by default. And there's up, down, and down, up, which work the same way. Now your final gesture, I'm going to tell you here, is your local context menu. Now I'm going to have to highlight an app to do this. Okay. Put my finger on the screen and go up and then right.
Talkback.
There we go.
Local context menu.
We got your local context menu.
Navigation set actions. Cancel button out of list.
I'm going to cancel that. So that gives you just various options that you can do. If you're, for instance, like context, like if you're used to Windows, like the context menu, and that's always prevalent to each individual app, and you can do various things with that. You can also touch and hold on an app. And in some cases, you'll get results. For instance,
Play Store.
If I touch and hold on Play Store,
shortcuts.
This is one that it's a new feature that a lot of developers haven't actually used yet, but Google does use it. Now I've got two menu options.
Two shortcuts for Place App Info button. My apps.
So I can easily launch going straight into my apps from this shortcut, and I did that by pressing and holding on the
home screen, one of one.
Pressing and holding on the Play Store icon on the screen. Now I'm going to just go through the talkback menus so you can get an idea of the settings you can change and make. So I'm going to invoke the global context menu.
Talkback. Dim screen. In list. Text to speech. Setting. Talkback setting. Talkback settings.
Now.
Talkback settings.
The beauty of talkback and the beauty of Android is always choice. If you don't like the voice, you can always change it. If you don't like the gestures, you can change them to something that suits you. So, for instance, by default, you can change from words to characters by swiping up.
Use proximity characters. Default paragraph.
Or down.
Default character words character default.
But if you want to do it left and right, you can easily change that. And similarly, any gesture you want to change around, you can. I'm going to go into that in just a second here. So let's talk about some of the talkback options we've got.
Text-to-speech settings.
Now you can launch the text-to-speech settings section here, where you could choose a voice, the language, you could choose a speed as well in some cases.
Verbosity.
Now, verbosity, I'm not going to go into this because this is only an introduction, but it sets all kinds of the way TalkBack speaks and the way it interacts, the way it tells you how controls are laid out and such like.
Use proximity sensor. Proximity.
The proximity sensor is for phones. If you cover the proximity sensor, then TalkBack doesn't speak. So that's what it is. And that's what I just did just then. I stopped it from talking by putting my hand over the proximity sensor, just hovering it in front of it.
Shake to start continuous reading, disabled.
Shake to start continuous reading. It's not a feature I've used but it's just a case of you shake your phone and it'll go into the continuous reading mode.
Other feedback. Vibration feedback, on, switch.
Like vibration, self-explanatory.
Sound feedback, on, switch.
Again, there's a lot of ear cons which make different sounds as to tell you to which options you're on or which elements you're on. And you could just access that from here.
Audio ducking. Decrease other audio volume.
That's audio ducking. And that will decrease the audio of other... For instance, if you have a song or you're watching a YouTube video or something like that, and TalkBack speaks, then TalkBack will... voice will duck under TalkBack. So you can hear TalkBack more clearly. I don't use that feature, but it's there.
Sound volume. Match media volume.
Sound volume, that's self-explanatory.
Touch exploration. Explore by touch, on, switch.
Explore by touch must always be on. It's very, very important that explore by touch is always on. I don't know why they've actually got this in the option, because TalkBack doesn't work well without explore by touch.
Automatically scroll lists, on, switch.
Okay, you can have it automatically scroll lists. So if you're at the bottom of a list and you... have this disabled, then you actually have to do the scroll command, which is left then right, or right then left if you want to go the other way.
Single tap activation, experimental. Tap on currently focused item to activate, on, switch.
Now, single tap activation is something that a lot of more advanced users tend to use, from what I understand anyways. And all it means is instead of double tapping everything, you can actually just launch something with a single tap.
Show context menu as list, on, switch.
Context menu as list. They used to have a system whereby all your menu options, you remember when I went into the global context menu and the local context menu? Now, those were straight in a vertical list. They used to be in a circle. So what they've done is they've got the option here where you can either have it in the circle, which it used to be like, or you could have it in this list. A lot of people like the list, so I think that's why it's... but it's an option there.
TalkBack tutorial.
And we already went in there. We went into the TalkBack tutorial.
Gestures.
Now, in gestures is where you can actually control all the gestures as it happens. It's very convenient. And you could change what each gesture does. I'm not going to go into this in too much detail because this is supposed to be just an introduction more than anything else.
Custom labels.
Custom labels. Now, you can label your controls. For instance, if an app is not labeled, you can actually label it yourself. Again, this goes outside of the scope of this actual demonstration, but it's something that can be done.
Miscellaneous. Keyboard shortcuts.
You can assign keyboard shortcuts if you use it with a keyboard. I don't, so I don't need to do that.
Dim screen when TalkBack is enabled.
For those people who like their privacy, you can dim your screen.
Dim screen shortcut. Press both volume keys 3 times quickly to enable a disable screen dimming. Off switch.
You can turn it on and off.
22 of 20. Open TalkBack at the Play Store. Current TalkBack version 6.0.0.12.
And those are your options. I think as far as an introduction goes, I think that serves its purpose very well. It's just a rough guide and a rough idea just to get you started with TalkBack. It's a really good screen reader, and Android is getting better and better all the time. Anybody who really wants to give it a try, even people who can't afford more expensive phones, give Android a shot and you won't be disappointed. I hope this recording was of help, and I hope you find it useful. Take care. Bye now.
Thanks for downloading the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.